This podcast replay is brought to you by Welton Rayom. Call for a free consultation, 954-966-4646. At Welton Rayom, they don't get paid unless you win. Welton Rayom handles property damage claims due to a hurricane. Welton Rayom can help, 954-966-4646.
Offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins said Frank Smith. When asked about the two overthrows and misfires, he says, he notes that the importance of not always trying to be perfect, but let the game come to you. Smith notes generally that some guys were pressing a bit with a playoff atmosphere. And the only thing that he left out was they were pressing a little bit because they wanted Mike McDaniel to beat the San Francisco 49ers. They'll give you that playoff atmosphere crap, but last time I checked, the Niners are in the NFC, so it's not a playoff atmosphere. Okay? It's not a playoff atmosphere. Doesn't mean anything in the playoffs, actually. The only thing that meant something in that game was to beat the Niners so the Padawan beats the Jedi. Okay? That's kind of what it was. Padawan beating the Jedi Master. That's what everybody was pressing about. Because this week, it's about playoff atmosphere. Next week, it's about playoff atmosphere. Because there, you're actually fighting against the teams for the same playoff spots. San Francisco doesn't mean anything until the Super Bowl if they're there. You know what I'm saying? So, I appreciate that Frank Smith was somewhat honest, but he didn't tell you the whole picture because we'll do that for you. We'll paint the whole picture for you on this platform. Okay? We'll allow you to, we'll bring you in and we'll tell you exactly what's going on inside that building and what's going on with some of the players and things like that. So trust me, had nothing to do with playoff atmosphere because it wasn't one. It had to do with beating the San Francisco 49ers for Mike McDaniel, because those guys, and they were all making the plays. Really, it just had to do with one guy that just normally makes those throws. And we're humans, man. I've done this in the past. We've all done this in the past. You start a sports update, and there are sports updates that you do, and you're smooth all the way through. It's cool. And then there's these updates that you make the one mistake and then pop, 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 pop. And it screws up the whole update because then it just takes you off and you're pissed that you made that mistake. And because you dwelled on that mistake, it led to the next one and the next one and the next one. Before you know it, you had a 2-minute nightmare that lasted in your mind like half an hour. You know, that's what it was for Tua. That's it.
But unlike Tua, I could just be like, now on to the show. I can cut it off if I need to.
Right, exactly. Yes.
Tua can
just throw it off. Exactly. Yeah, that's it. You screwed up the update, and then at the end you say, well, 15 and 45 past every hour. I'm Orlando Alzagary for 940 Win Sports. And just move on. And the newscast continues, and they forget all about you. You know? Oh, yes. I remember my days at 940 Wins doing sports updates.